Here is a picture of Nadia, and she is a friend of mine. You can see my mountain bike there, the wheels, my mountain bike, my giant ants in there. So this is photos in my house on the right. The photo on the left is Nadia at her place, and this is sort of before and after. So you can see here we lowered her cortisol levels by increasing her sugar intake, and she was very, very, very disciplined with fat intake. I would say probably under 10 grams a day. She did a moderate amount of cycling, like, you know, ride to the shops and stuff and explore around the area. She's a mom as well, a few kids, so she's not like people are, oh, yeah, you always got this 20-year-old girl. So, show me someone relatable. Okay, that's Nadia, you know, disciplined with the fat intake and started riding a bike and focusing on fitness. And Nadia done all the diets in the back in the day. You know, as most women in Australia, the US and America and Europe have, the, you know, that diet yo-yo merry-go-round around. So eventually she's like, I'm sick of this fat. And so she cut her fat intake right back, focused on just eating sugars, getting a diet from every meal was sweet. And that's the thing. That's what you do. Focus on the sugar, get the sugar in as much as you want. Cortisol will drop, fat will drop. And then when you're eating the double whammy of low, super low fat diet, plus you're doing some cardio, so you're burning more fat as well, it gives you that triple effect of the fat's going out, there's not fat going in, and, you know, maybe 10 grams a day fat going in, but you're burning like 100 grams of fat a day. You're burning like 200 grams of fat a day riding your bike around the hills. So you get all those things. Plus your cortisol is running much lower. So your body's like, let's shred this fat. Let's shed the body butter, the body tubs, and let's get rid of it. And that's what you have. The end result, slim, lean, boom. And a lot easier to be around. So too much cortisol. You can see my body fat here. Very, very low. Very low body fat, abs popping, striations popping. So this is me, age 44, and if you look back at my videos the last 12 years on YouTube, you always see that I'm very, very lean. That is because my cortisol levels are keeping pretty chill. Let's talk about how to lower cortisol. Cortisol is basically belly fat. You see a lot of paleo, keto crew. You go on the forums, just go on the forums. I'm not talking about the fake natty crew who, you know, recycle one video for next decade and say, look how lean I am, but in real life they're not lean. They just starve down for a photo shoot or a video series and then bang them out. I'm talking the average person who's doing the keto diet or who fears sugar, etc. Go on the forums and look at them. You know, you can click on their Facebook profiles and stuff, and these people really struggle with weight gain. They have a lot of excess weight gain, primarily visceral fat, belly fat, that spare tire, the muffin top, whatever you want to call it. Does make them bad people, but people are like, how do I get rid of the spare tire? How do I lower cortisol so my body can burn fat all over it versus just, you know, certain body parts? You find people who, in the raw food movement, who fear sugar, fruit's okay, but not too much fruit. These people generally have to really calorie restrict massively to try and stay lean. But even then, they generally have this spare tire. They're like, well, what's going on? You know, I'm so skinny, but I've got this spare tire. That's the high cortisol. Elevated cortisol, sustained elevated cortisol, teaching the body to burn, to store fat rather than burn it off. Because this is good because you're in a famine situation, you're in a constant fight or flight stressful situation, so your body wants to store fat so you don't die from starvation. Because in nature, stress means you don't eat, so you got to store, maybe because you can't eat, because you've got to run and fight and flight. So then your body goes, well, the more stress we have, the more fat we have to store so we can sustain ourselves through the periods of famine and stress. Because the skinny person in nature, while you might run or climb faster, if there's a famine of food, you die faster, you know. So you want to store fat. So fat storing is good in nature. But in today's society, when we have an abundance of food, we don't need to store much fat. We can be good. We can run on a very lean. So we've got a study here from Endocrine today. I've been preaching this for like 20-odd years, that sugar lowers cortisol. We have a study here. Sugar sweetened beverages suppress cortisol stress response in the brain. <Da-da-da>. The less sugar someone has, the more stress they have, the more stressful they get on most situations. They're easy to poke, and they just get all triggered up in a bad way. You know, they're hard to console, they're hard to chill down, they're like, just go up, and they stay up. You may know someone, you could be your mum or your dad or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your ex or your kids or whatever. Low sugar is low life, freak out zone. The hormone cortisol and stress responses were suppressed with the consumption of a sugar-sweetened beverage, according to recent study findings published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Diet beverages, aka zero sugar, with sweetened aspartame, did not produce the same effects according to the researchers. So it means you have your Diet Coke if you're stressed and depressed. All you're going to do is get a caffeine hit, which will bring cortisol even higher. Caffeine raises cortisol. Cocaine raises cortisol. You know what I mean? Caffeine, cocaine, Adderall, Ritalin, methylphenidate, modafinil, all these things. Green tea, these raise, cacao, chocolate, coca, raise cortisol. They store fat on the body because you're in a fight or flight response. So when you're eating fatty foods with these stimulants, boom, you store more fat on. That's why you see all the paleo-prong people. They're doing one meal a day. They're fasting 2 days a week. They're like intermittent fasting because they're like, man, I just keep storing more fat. I'm reduced. I've cut my carbs out because carbs turn to fat. So I'm going to eat fat instead. Dumbest thing ever. It's like, I'm avoiding carbs because they turn to fat. Yes. And then they're like, so I've got to eat fat because that, what does fat turn to? Fat. It's like, I don't want to wash my muddy clothes with water because water becomes mud. So I'm going to wash my muddy clothes with mud and wonder why my clothes are always muddy. I won't use water, aka sugar, to fuel myself. It's insane. But you'll see that. All the paleo crew, one meal a day, intermittent fasting. How can I, eat a big salad to try and trick myself into being hungry and full? And they're doing like cognac noodles or sugar-free stuff or brushing the teeth. Call it cucumber noodles, cauliflower rice. I've seen it for the last 20 years. Whenever I see a friend or someone I know doing that, I'm just like, oh, what are you doing, man? It's like taking your hands off the bars at high speed or not paying attention to the road. It's like, what are you doing? You're going to have a crash, people. You're going to have a crash. So, and the first thing to notice as well, high cortisol, the eyes, dark. Not bags, but dark. Like you've been punched in the snout, punched in the muzzle. Boom. You got these dark eyes, these black eyes, relative to what they normally have, or their family members have. Dark eyes, that's high cortisol, lack of sugar, lack of sufficient sugar for you. So yeah, the evidence that the high sugar that, I've been saying this is the first evidence, the first scientific study, this was done in 2015, they claim. I've been saying this for 20 years. Sugar lowers stress response. It calms you out. It's like, emotional eating, good. Emotional eating on fatty foods, bad. What people, when people feel sad, what do they go for? Chocolate, fatty. Ice cream, fatty. Cakes, typically fatty. And then they blame the sugar for the fat stores from the fatty food that they ate. The fat we eat is the fat we wear. When you eat fatty stuff, it literally sticks to your body like instantly. Instantly, within minutes, you can feel this, the grease on your skin. Do fat, like 10 grams of fat a day for a week, super low fat diet. Then after a week, you notice your skin feels more softer and smoother. And then add as much fat as you want, have your oils back in, healthy fats. And all of a sudden, within minutes, your skin will feel greasier. Your scalp will be like, sort of more sebumy. You'll notice it. You may get a few more zits, or what, it depends on your age and genetics. But you'll notice 100% your skin just feels greasier. When you touch your phone, you notice you have to clean your phone screen more because it'll be got greasy. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I had something greasy yesterday, I think I did. And so, yeah, just phone screen more greasy. And you see, some people's phones are like freaking oil. So you could lube your chain with them. So yeah, you notice straight away they have more greasy stuff. It'll come out. There you go. The concern is psychological, emotional stress responses could trigger the habitual overconsumption. What does overconsumption of sugar even mean? This study proves a lot of goodness, but then they go, well, that's bad because then sugar's lowers your stress. So don't have sugar. Just feel more stressed. Have more caffeine. Take some SSRIs. When your weight blows out to jabber the heart levels, that's okay. We'll do a gastric bypass. We'll staple that stomach because you've got a fruit addiction and sugar's bad. So this is what they do, is they tell you the truth, and people with critical ability to think and see the clarity because they're carved up or just got a high IQ or just based on logic and rational drive will go, I'm feeling stressed. I have sugar. I feel less stress because my cortisol is going up from the stress. Now it's going down. This makes sense. So I don't want to have more fat in my body. So where will I get my sugar without the fat? Fresh fruit, canned fruit, fruit and syrup, sugar, refined sugar, table sugar, honey, no, because honey's acidic, bad for your teeth, can cause issues with your dental enamel. Sugar, pH neutral. Honey, it's around 3, 3.5, give or take, very acidic on the enamel. So if you care about your teeth, go easy on the honey or flick it off. Sports drinks, acidic. Sodas, acidic. So while these things will give you that sugar hit to lower your cortisol, you're better off with sugar in rice, sugar in fresh fruit or tin fruit and syrup. And these are fat-free options that are very low, into more closer to more pH neutral things. So they'll be better for your bones and your teeth, etc. And inflammation as well. Fatty acids cause more inflammation, more weight gain, more puffiness. Excess amino acids. Amino acids cause more inflammation, more weight gain, more puffiness. Do the experiment. Do the experiment. Do the experiment. You know, otherwise you stay a prisoner for life of your emotions. You're out of control. Your kids are out of control. Your wife's looking at you like, man, you're a beater. Your husband's looking at you like, man, I just get away from you. You might be hot, but I'd rather be with the chick at work. Cause she's, you know, she might be a few pounds overweight, but man, she's always carved up and she's just nice to be around. You know what I mean? Or you might be overweight because you're doing keto and you yo-yo your diet all along. And then your husband's at work and he's got this receptionist or workmate who's carved up, who's following the Do Not a protocol. You know, or she's eating her African or Asian diet, high in rice, loves her sweets, low fat. She's got a banging body, banging mood. You know, like that feminine vibes is irresistible to be around as a man, as a functioning man. With functioning testosterone levels, etc., it's just irresistible to be around. You're quickly thinking, man, like, I can't be around the wifey. I love my wifey, I love my kids, but I just can't be around them because it's like when I'm around them, I'm like, this doesn't feel good. Men want to feel good. Women want to feel good. It's all about the feels and the tingles. So if you're lowering your carb intake and now your cortisol's going up, bye-bye relationships, bye-bye happiness, bye-bye life quality, bye-bye. What else causes higher cortisol levels? Late nights. Go to bed past 9 p.m. Next day, cortisol's going to be up. You're going to be more stressful, more... The day's not as magic. So stimulants increase cortisol. Carb insufficiency, low-carb diets, keto diets, not enough sugar increases cortisol. You know, drugs, the stimulants, the caffeine, the cocaine, the Ritalin, they all spike cortisol, raise cortisol. Teach us to become fight-or-flight creatures. Increases our body's desire to store fat. Fatty diets increase cortisol, and fatty diets, the double whammy. You just store all the fat you eat as fat, plus you got high cortisol, so now you're like you're just going to be even more efficient at storing fat, which would be good if you're going out to the desert or you're going to be stranded on a shipwreck. Then that's good. You want high cortisol and a high-fat diet, so you can store more fat, so you survive. And people like me, with pretty low normal cortisol levels and very low body fat, will die first. And you'll be chucking us in the barbecue, eating us up, and be like, man, this dude's very lean. Not enough fat on these bones here. That's the reality there. So, boom, been standing for 20 years. Finally, we have a study that proves that. I want the science. I want the science. I can't go with logic, you know, like... You know, I can't go with logic. I want proof. I want proof that women prefer taller guys than them. I want proof that men like women with small waists. I want proof. Like, it's not enough just to me visually see that. I need a study to prove that. I need proof that, you know, having unlimited money or as much money as you need is makes it easier, life a bit easier, less financial stress. I need proof of that, Durinada. I need proof that a sunny day is makes me feel good. I need proof that a nice, warm, comfortable bed is the best place for sleeping. I need proof, Durin Rider. I need proof that riding 100k an hour on your bike down a hill is probably a bad idea. I need proof of that, Durin Rider. You've got to study for that. You've got to study. Some people just can't think logically, and they represent probably 90% of society, unfortunately. And for those people, my heart goes out for you. Life is very difficult for you guys and girls.